For years, solar power at home was mostly limited to people who owned their rooftops and could afford the steep upfront costs. But that's changing. A new generation of small, affordable systems, often called plug-in solar, are making clean energy more accessible. The technology is already widespread in Germany, and the movement is gaining momentum in the United States. Our report is from Laura Clivens of PBS member station KQED in San Francisco.
Agnes Chan is a retired teacher in Berkeley, California. She wanted to install solar panels on her home, but was limited by her fixed income budget.
I've looked for a long time and even consulted my roofer, but there's no way that I can afford that.
So she found a cheaper workaround and is one of the newest adopters of plug-in solar. She hopes to rein in bills that run into the hundreds, even with a thermostat set to 60.
It's a great house that I have lived in for over 35 years, but there's no way to insulate it, so I'm shivering in my own house.
Instead of tens of thousands of dollars for rooftop solar, Chan's setup costs $400 and took less than an hour to install.
This is the app which will show me how much the panel is generating.
And rather than taking a decade or so to pay it back, it will likely take her 2 to 3 years.
We are systematically removing the barriers.
Cora Stryker co-leads the nonprofit that provided Chan with her panels. They bring plug-in solar to renters, people in multifamily housing, and other Americans shut out of rooftop systems.
These things are modular, they're tiny. You can put them just about anywhere. You can add on as time goes on. So it's less big upfront investment all at once.
Introducing Gizmo Power's patented mobile electricity generator.
From plug-in carports to balconies, entrepreneurs are investing in this emerging market.
Now that you've seen the possibilities for installations in various scenarios.
But there's a major hurdle to widespread adoption. In most of the U.S., it's not legal to just set up these systems and plug them in as envisioned.
Our next topic on the agenda, so-called plug-in solar.
At a recent online forum hosted by California's utility regulator, Eamon Hoffman, who works for the state's largest utility, PG&E, said customers must comply with regulations and pay fees as if they were setting up a rooftop system. Utilities say that helps them manage energy supply and demand. But plug-in solar advocates say their systems should have a simpler registration process.
This is the world headquarters of Brooks Engineering.
We asked an independent expert to weigh in.
So these panels were from early 1980s.
Bill Brooks is an electrical engineer who specialized in solar for 37 years. He helped write California's code that governs how solar connects to the grid.
There are 78 solar panels. I call it my solar garden.
He says there are risks to plug-in solar.
If the product didn't have the proper certifications, then there would be the possibility that somebody could energize a down power line that could injure a lineman.
But Brooks says the barriers can be overcome by updating existing tools.
This is a microinverter used in things like plug-in solar, and it has a certification, and we have the National Electrical Code.
When these safeguards are in place, Brooks doesn't see a need for a lengthy or costly registration. And, he says, independent organizations are working on a safety standard for the technology.
We dropship this to our customers.
But plug-in solar companies and their customers aren't waiting for regulators.
Here's the instructions.
Bay Area resident Joe Tenenbaum considered rooftop solar when his electricity bills started rising.
A good amount of sun, even from the morning on, and then it's going to move.
But it would require replacing the roof, too, and costs quickly ballooned.
And we don't own this house. This is my parents' home. My wife and kids and I moved in with them when my mom got sick. It's not feasible for them to make a $100,000 investment in a rooftop system, and it isn't either for us.
I'm excited about
that. Tenenbaum liked the idea that they'd be able to take their panels with them if they moved.
Wow. Feel how light that is.
For $1,600, he bought an 800-watt DIY kit from Craftstrom.
All right, should we build it?
Yeah.
He liked how they built safety measures into their technology. The company also advises customers to register their systems.
That makes sense.
The panels won't power the whole house, but will keep Tenenbaum's refrigerator humming and small appliances charged. He expects to save 5 to 10% on his monthly utility bill.
So it can grow with your energy.
Craftstrom co-founders and brothers Michael and Steven Scherer say demand for plug-in solar is growing.
Especially here in California, people are telling us about the time of use rates that double as they come home and actually use power. And then the second motivation is becoming part of the green revolution.
House Bill 340.
Legislators across the country are taking note.
We know they're safe just because they've been doing this for 3 or 4 years now and it's worked out well in Europe. But
earlier this year, Utah passed the first legislation nationwide that will allow plug-in solar with no registration when certain safety standards and codes are set. Similar legislation is in the works in several other states, including New York, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Vermont.
My panel is producing 645 watts per hour.
As for Agnes Chan in California, she's hoping to stay warmer this winter.
I expect to be comfortable instead of shivering in my own house, wearing a down jacket and a blanket to watch TV.
Even if everyone in the U.S. had these panels, plug-in solar could only cover a slice of national energy demand. But experts say every bit of renewable energy counts.
Big moment here. I'm very excited about this new system. Just unboxing it felt like opening up a gift.
We have solar.
That's all there is to it.
For PBS News Weekend, I'm Laura Clivens in Northern California.
I'm so excited about this.